Philippe Dodar can't remember the first time he came to Miami. He lives in Haiti and has always come to visit one family member or another.
What is interesting about Miami is every time I come back, I see something new. And now I see that the culture is getting more and more alive everywhere.
By culture, Dodar means Miami's Haitian Heritage Museum, Haitian Compass Festival, and of course, the Haitian Heritage Month of May. Dodar says the growing culture here gives young Haitians exposure to life on the island. Particularly, he says, to the Haitian students who either never lived in Haiti or left long before they could remember their roots. Carol Damian is the director of the Frost Art Museum at Florida International University. She invited Philippe Dodar to display his large paintings and metal sculptures.
We want people to see it and say, oh, I'm coming to a Haitian show. This isn't what I expected. I expected to see small, little sort of naive paintings with palm trees and little figures and, you know, the beautiful landscape and the sea. And this doesn't look like that at all.
Damian describes Dodar's artwork as abstract. She says he has a magical way of transporting himself from the island and its traditions into the contemporary world.
It's a wonderful example of the fact that Haitian art is as diverse as art anywhere.
Well, my work is profoundly inspired from the human conditions of the Haitian people and the way they express their joy, their sorrow, their hope.
Before Dodar's exhibit opened, he took a walk through his display in the Frost Museum. He stood in front of an older painting from 1996 called A Coup Ouvert. It depicts a Haitian woman carrying a filled basket on her head. Dodar chose orange and light yellows to recreate dawn because around 4 a.m., he hears these women walking past his house in La Montagne Noire, or the Black Mountain.
I believe that women in Haiti are very powerful and very strong, and they carry the weight of the whole family sometimes on their shoulder.
On the other side of the wall, where the painting hangs, is a sculpture. It's called In Memoriam. He especially made it for the 150th anniversary of the abolition of slavery in the United States.
These are used the tools that the enslaved people used to work on the field.
On the black metal of the tools, you can see small line markings that Dodar says symbolizes the whipping of enslaved people. But they also count the days of slavery.
You see that the piece can turn. Symbolize also the sugarcane machine. When you look at this piece, you could feel, you know, what they went through.
When tradition opened to the public, some observers picked up on the Haitian symbols Dodar uses throughout his work.
I saw the big instrument that the Haitian use. Call it vaccine.
He uses the voodoo symbols a lot in his art.
We memorialize dead people a lot in Haiti, so I think that's one of the ways that his paintings kind of show tribute to his culture.
Haiti is a very beautiful country to discover, to visit, and the culture is very rich there, and they will see that through that collection that I'm presenting.
Frost director Carol Damian plans to get together with Philippe Dodar to write a story inspired by his sculpture on slavery. I'm Jessica Mazzaros in Miami.